Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident. Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat freezing.
Call her 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't Be Breezy. This is to win a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York.
Crushing it.
We need caller 8. Let's go to the phones. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kimmy.
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 So happy you called so we could tell you that's your caller 8. Well done, Kimmy. You're going to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who has 16 wins and 30 losses on the board. So
sucks.
She's crushing it.
It just sucks.
Kimmy, did you want to talk some trash before she leaves the room?
No, I lift other girlies up. I'm a girl's girl.
No, I'm obsessed
beautiful.
With you.
Okay.
I love you so
hopefully.
Much.
In that case, Breezy.
With that being said, you're going down.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
That's fair. I'm kidding.
All right, Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. Kimmy, you got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you tie with Breezy, you're automatically going to get the win. Let's go to the board right now. Question number one, Kimmy. What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
A school, locking you in, a school of fish. Let's go to number two. Question two, when Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, Kimmy, how many NBA championships did he win?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? 5 seconds.
Oh, I don't know, like 23.
23 NBA championships. That's crazy. All right, let's go to question number three. Kimmy, what brand slogan is "Bet you can't eat just one"?
Lay's potato chips.
Going with Lay's, locking you in. Let's go to question number four. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Oh, I don't know, Jaguar? I know it's not because it's the Jaguar logo, but I'll say that because I can't think of anything.
All right, you want to go with Jaguar?
Oh, wait, can I change it to like a horse?
Whatever you want. Yeah, you got to lock it in right now.
Okay, horse.
You're going with horse. Okay. And last question, Kimmy. What is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body?
I think that's your urethra.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Final answer. We're locking you in. All right. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up. How do you think you did?
I think I did okay. Not great.
You did okay. Not great. You're looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
I'll take it.
All right. Kimmy, stand hold. We're going over to Breezy. Breezy, question number one.
Okay.
What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
School of fish. Question number two. Big sports girl.
Huge.
Breezy's big bets. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win?
I always get Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and the actor confused, so unless they're the same person.
No. Michael B. Jordan is very different than the regular Michael Jordan.
Well, I wouldn't want to share a name with someone like that.
You have 1 second to answer.
Five.
Question number three. What brand slogan is "Bet you can't eat just one"?
Pringles? Pringles.
Going with Pringles.
I don't know.
Locking you in, Breeze. Question number four. You just got done shopping for car vehicles yesterday. You went and test drove a couple.
One, yes.
Breezy, which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Oh, a horse.
Go with horse.
Yeah, I was test driving a bunch of Porsches.
Yeah, of course. Last question, Breezy. Question number five. What is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body?
A catheter.
Going with a catheter. All right, Kimmy, are you there?
Yes.
How do you think Breezy did?
Well, probably about the same.
Really?
Hey, Kimmy.
Oh, no.
You won. Well done, Kimmy from Rochester. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. Let's run through the board real quick. What do you call a group of fish? You both said school. Got that correct. How many championships did Michael Jordan win? The answer is six.
Oh, come on.
Breezy said five. Kimmy, you said 23.
Really just an overachiever.
Bet you can't eat just one. Ladies, you were correct. That is Lay's potato chips. Kimmy, you were right.
I know.
Breezy said Pringles. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? That is a horse. Kimmy originally said Jaguar and switched her answer.
Oh, that is a Jaguar, Kimmy.
And what is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body? That would be the urethra. Breezy said catheter. That's a good guess.
Wait, what?
We're talking about actually in the body. But that's
you said okay. Outside of the body.
Well, you're peeing outside the body. Yeah, sure. But anyways, Kimmy, you got that one right.
I'm going to challenge that. Catheter was right. We worded it wrong.
That's right. I'm so sorry. Kimmy, congratulations. Thank you so much for playing. I need you to say, my name is Kimmy from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Kimmy from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
She's not really a girl's girl anymore, is she?
No, literally.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
New York, listen up. Currently, 6.7 million of us have affordable health insurance.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2001 film, a very disturbing film called Donnie Darko.
No, this was really bad.
Starting...
It genuinely could have been worse.
Let me get through this. It's hard to say that this was a bad film when you have people like Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, and Patrick Swayze acting in it. But before we get to Breezy's review on the film, where she will crap all over it, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie Donnie Darko. Yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
Son, it breaks my heart to say this, but I believe that you are very troubled and confused. You're a very confused young man. I believe you're searching for answers in all of the wrong places.
You know, I am. I am pretty troubled and a bit confused. You're right about that. But I think you're the effing Antichrist.
How dare you! Get out! Here right now. I am not the devil. You are. Get him out of here now. Now. God forgive him.
Cut. Tourette's at its finest. It, like, right. Absolutely crushed
just
it.
Just getting after
Let
it.
Me get to the breakdown of this disturbing film, shall I?
No, it's really bad.
During the presidential election of 1988, a teenager named Donnie Darko sleepwalks out of his house one night and sees a giant, demonic-looking rabbit named Frank, who tells him the world will end in 28 days. When Donnie returns home, he finds that a jet engine has crashed into his bedroom. Is Donnie living in a parallel universe? Or is he suffering from mental illness? Or will the world really end? Rotten Tomato scored this 88%, which is through the roof.
No, that's way too high.
Breezy?
I fear that's way too high.
I'm going to answer this for you. Did the movie hold up? Yes, 100% it held up.
Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. Absolutely not.
What was your take on Donnie Darko?
It was the worst movie I've ever seen. Thank you so much.
What made it bad, though?
That's the end of my review.
Well, I mean, what made it so bad? I want to hear it, but
it was so demonic and twisted.
All right, let's run through the list.
It honestly kind of reminded me of Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse is really good.
No, it's...
I don't know what I like better.
Wait, you know what else it reminded me of? Like, actually, genuinely?
Don't say Human Centipede.
Screamboat.
Yeah, Screamboat.
It was horrible. No offense, Tommy.
First of all, your brother Max is texting in right now to me, direct message saying this is one of his favorites. And if anyone likes film, it's this dude.
Oh my God.
He goes, I love Donnie Darko so much. And he wrote it in all caps.
Oh my God.
I wish he would call in and do the review. Anyways, Breezy, back to you. Who's your favorite character?
I hated all of them, but honestly, Frank.
All right. That was your favorite.
It was really bad.
So for your least favorite, we'll just say you hated all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Least favorite wins. Favorite was Frank. Disgusting creature, whoever that was. Did we know who actually acted Frank? Or, I mean...
Like the bunny itself,
right,
the demonic bunny?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's up on IMDb.
You know what kind of really just gets my gears going is watching such a... screwed up movie such as this one and thinking to yourself, wow, somebody actually sat down and wrote this for a very long time and thought out every single thing in this movie. They need help. We need to get this person the help that they deserve. Richard Kelly, that's who directed it.
James Duvall played Frank. He played the bunny. This is such a weird movie. I love it so much.
Why did you make me watch this movie? Because you knew I would absolutely hate it.
Your brother says you're absolutely insane and you don't know good art if it knocked you in the face. All right, let's go over.
Now you guys bullying me. Oh my God.
What did you take from the film itself? learning lesson?
Not much. I mean, like, besides the fact that I felt like I should have been on drugs, I hate sci-fi, and I learned that I will no longer be volunteering to watch any more sci-fi movies.
Okay, great.
Jake Gyllenhaal was very young in this.
He was. He did.
Same with Drew Barrymore.
We're talking 2001. He was portraying a teenager within this film. All right, Breezy, least favorite scene in the movie?
Honestly, hated the ending. I actually just hated any scene that the bunny was in. So Frank, although he was my favorite character, hated him.
But you
Wait,
hated
also,
him.
Also, not Seth Rogen being in this film.
Yeah, he also made an appearance. I'm telling you, there's a lot of actors in this film. And a lot of them, too, are trying to get their start. So they handed him a script. They're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Sure. This, you know what? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of how you could have been a star if you took that one movie that they sent to you, The Tickle Couch.
Yeah, Tickle Me, Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that
Similar
anymore.
Vibes.
Yeah. Best throwback moment of the film for Donnie Darko. By the way, this came out in 2001, so we're going way back here.
It was so old. I could barely watch it on my TV. That's how old it was. But these things happen. I think, honestly, just like the street views, people being on the street, playing on the street, people don't do that anymore. Not in this day and age. They're inside in the cars.
Yeah. I mean, 2001, the throwback moment you took from that is people playing on the street. Okay, got it.
Yep.
I'm trying to get your brother to call in because I want to hear his score, but we'll get to yours first.
Yeah, where is he really texting you right now?
Yeah. All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn bucket scores, what are you giving Donnie Darko, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, Seth Rogen, and Patrick Swayze?
This is very generous, but I'm giving it a negative 0.5.
Wow.
It's very generous. Generous indeed.
Yeah, okay. So. I would have given it at least a 3.8. I thought that's where you were going with this. That's a terrible score. All right, your brother's texting me right now. Let's see what MaxiPad. Let's see what Max gave it. Brilliant filmmaking. Breezy isn't insane. He's going with a 5.6.
Oh my God. Not it being off the charts. No, he's unwell. 98 PSY
is free. And always will be.
Got a very heated message from a listener asking, what would you do if you saw a family member giving your 4-year-old a sip of beer? A little bit of alcohol, maybe a little vodka.
Uh-oh.
585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And Diana from Farmington wrote in to us and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I really appreciate you airing my message. Not happy with my father-in-law at all.
Uh-oh.
He's got a hard time using his head once in a while. But this past weekend, we're hanging out with family. I had to run to the bathroom for literally 2 minutes. I asked my father-in-law, keep an eye I'm the 4-year-old. When I came back, I caught him giving my son his beer like it was no big deal. I freaked out. I told him to stop immediately. And all he did was laugh and say, it's just a little beer. Relax. We all had our first sip young.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. What decade are we living in? I don't care if that's how things were done back in the day. It's 2025. And I don't think a toddler needs to be sipping a Corona at a family party. And of course, now I can't sleep. I'm up at 5 a.m. Googling if a few sips of beer can actually harm a 4-year-old.
Oh my God.
And now I'm just sitting here mad at him and honestly a little mad at my husband for brushing it off too. Has anyone else been through this? Am I overreacting or should I be seriously worried about this? Because right now I'm livid.
No, I would be too.
Thanks, everyone.
That's insane.
What do you guys think? Did Diana's father totally cross the line or is Diana overreacting? I had my first sip of beer at 6 years old. I turned out fine.
I know, but again.
I think it's a little extreme for her to be running to the computer to Google the effects one sip of beer has on a 4-year-old. It's going to be okay. It's mostly water.
Okay, but regardless, you're just making excuses for his poor judgment and his poor actions. She was like, hey, can you watch him? And then now they're doing keg stands together? Like, I'm so confused. What?
Hold my ankles.
Literally.
Well, I got to ask, how old were you when you had your first sip?
I'm
remember. It must have been like, I don't know. My dad must have given me something.
My dad gave me a little bit of his, whatever he was drinking, Natty Ice, Jenny Light. I don't know. But I remember accidentally being.
I was cracking Labatt Blue Lights at the ripe age of 4.
Yeah, no, big time. Blue collar all day.
It's disgusting.
But my mom was drinking wine when I was a kid, and she left it on the counter. I thought it was Pepsi. So I chugged that bad boy. It was Cabernet. I was 6 years old. I was like, ugh. Now I love it with
it's
a little
red.
Charcuterie.
It's red.
No, all I saw was just in the lighting. It just looked like a black, just looked like soda. That's what it looked like, Coke. Let's go over to Melissa. It says, honestly, that would have been the last time my father-in-law was alone with my kid. If you can't respect boundaries, you don't get the privilege of watching the kids.
And that's on period. Like, come on. Also, yeah, I would be a little peeved at my husband, too, if he didn't say something.
Oh, my God. It's a little sip of Corona. It does nothing.
No, but if you don't nip it in the bud now, it's going to become a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, you know what my brother and I used to do? You remember the old film capsules that film would come in, the little black capsules?
Yes.
We used to take those, fill it up with boxed wine, and then sit in our Red Ryder wagon and just sip on it. 6, 7 years old. Oh, we
wine?
Love a good glass of wine.
What is happening? This explains so much.
Brenda says, if my kid's doctor isn't offering him beer, then neither should grandpa. All right, I respect that. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son was about a year when he grabbed and got a little swig of margarita. He made a face, then grabbed for more. He's 15 now. He's perfectly normal.
He's 15 now, and he still asks for salt and sugar on the rim.
Tuesday's his favorite day of the week.
I love it. I'm sorry, but no. Like,
I think
yes, her reaction about like Googling and doing all that is extreme. I will say that. But laying the law down and saying, listen, Jerry, get it together.
Listen, he's eventually going to do it, but I think if you gave him a little taste, he obviously doesn't like it. No kid does.
No.
You know, and that's good. That's probably a good thing. Mark says, you know, it's
maybe
a generational thing.
Did it at the ripe age of 6.
It's a generational thing. My dad did the same with me. I lived. But yeah, in today's world, you can't just do that and expect no one to flip out.
Right.
Everyone today is just a little bit more uptight.
But
Diana, this probably won't make you feel better, but this is an Uber fact that I found. Okay, hear me out. It was said until the 1950s, French children attending school were served wine on their lunch breaks. Each child was allowed up to a half a liter a day. It was believed that alcohol beverages like wine, cider, and beer had antibacterial properties which might have helped with the common cold.
Wait.
They were all drinking wine on their lunch break. Yeah, the Europeans.
They did things differently.
They sure did.
They did.
But
they do drink wine.
In a lot of Italian families, too. I would grow up, I'd be a little kid, and my uncle would always give me wine with a little splash of ginger ale in it. Right? Everybody's there.
Water it down a little bit.
That's
you know,
right.
You got to do it.
Kim says, pretty sure if we look up the definition of helicopter parent, we'll find this mom's face. It's one sip of beer. It's not going to kill your kid.
I hate how everyone's just downplaying her worry and concern. Like, it's...
She's too concerned because the kid is fine. There's no lasting effects.
She's allowed to be pissed.
She's allowed to freak out. Yeah, but I'm just saying, regardless, whether you had the sip of beer or if he had 3 sips.
I would never talk to that man again.
You'd never talk to your father-in-law again?
Cut it off. See ya. If you can't be responsible, see ya.
We have a listener weighing in that says, regardless if it's harmless or not, why would you give a 4-year-old beer? It's reckless. Well, they didn't give him a shot of 151. It's a sip of watered-down beer. It was probably a Corona Light. Wasn't even... Don't listen, Diana. Don't lose another minute of sleep over this. And I'll go over to...
As long as it's not chronically happening, you should be fine.
No, you definitely don't want that,
the
obviously.
Kid's addiction.
Alexa says, I 100% understand the gut reaction of alcohol plus baby equals bad, but one incident of the kid getting a small bit of 5% beer will not do any damage. Not saying Grandpa was in the right here, but just make sure expectations are set for future interactions.
Correct. That's what I said.
Well, she sounds like she was pissed off enough that the Grandpa might not be doing that again.
No, he won't be. Unless he was too drunk to even realize what was going on. Which also could
be an issue. So extreme.
No, he's blackout.
He's totally blackout.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Diana, for the message this morning. We appreciate that. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow on the show.
Are we giving away tickets?
We actually should. 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. This is a immersive playground that brings comedy to life with interactive exhibits showcasing its greatest legends and funniest moments. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 wins them. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.